Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 27, 2024. The Tasting of Death. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8 through verse 10. Today's morsel. If you trace military history, you will read of many men who earned the Congressional Medal of Honor because they paid the ultimate sacrifice to save others. One may wonder why someone would sacrifice their life to save someone else. I have listened to speeches by some of those who earned the Congressional Medal of Honor on the island of Okinawa during World War II, and they said that something just clicked inside of them, and that they knew that something had to be done, or those individuals would all die. They said that it was only by the grace of God that they were able to do it and survive. The writer of Hebrews tells us that Jesus tastes death for all. Because Jesus was willing to sacrifice his life, everyone now has a chance to live and to testify of his goodness. Those who receive the Congressional Medal of Honor will tell you that they are not looking for honor or accolades. They were just doing their duty. Jesus was no exception to this. Simply said, so likewise ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Luke chapter 17, verse 10. Sing this song with me today. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a stain, he washed it white as snow. Thought for today, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 7 and verse 8.